gave clarity on helping better understand the circumstances that's been reported on. On page 5, program 1 and program 2, you've mentioned capacity constraints. Capacity constraints, there seems to be a little pattern developing over there. I'd just like to know a little bit more about it. I think you did mention problems with employment and acting representatives, but I'd just like to get clarity on that, please. On page 6, you mentioned illegal occupation on the trust. Help me understand illegal occupation, please. I'd like to know how the trust handles illegal occupation. What do you do about it? But primarily, I'd like to understand what illegal occupation means in the sense of ITV. On page 7, it's mentioned agricultural projects, which I'm particularly happy about. I'm happy to read about. But I also, once again, need clarity on this. What agricultural projects are there? What is the size of land with agricultural projects have been rolled out? I think in Gwinyama Trust, I think you mentioned there's 2.8 million hectares. So the size of land I'd be interested in, and has the size of land allocated to agricultural projects, has it increased over the last couple of years? Again, on agriculture, on these projects, what crops are being planted? And are these farmers, or is the trust in a position to offer a return on investment? Are they commercial? Are they commercialized? Are they making profits? Is Gwinyama Trust actually gaining financially from these agricultural projects? Also on page 7, mentioned that the land audit is required for Gwinyama Trust that hasn't been done yet. And I'm just curious to find out if, in fact, the land audit that needs to be done in Gwinyama Trust, will it fall within phase 2 of the national land audit? So will phase 2 of the national land audit that we are awaiting an outcome, will Gwinyama Trust be incorporated into that so that we know what's going on in Gwinyama Trust with regards to the land? And salaries on page 12, particularly worrying for me personally. I see there's management, top management positions, there's middle management positions, but there's not unskilled labour. That's rather worrying for me, especially when we're undertaking issues like or projects like agricultural projects. I'm gonna need clarity on that to better understand why there's no unskilled labour. And speaking of labour, I think it would be nice for the House to know what are the breakdown in salaries. There's 40 employees, currently there's 2 vacancies, 38 are there that are currently employed. What is the breakdown in salaries? What does salaries cost ITB annually? What does the top management earn? What does the semi-skilled labourer earn? So that we can compare more or less and see what's going on with regards to the salaries that are going to various individuals, especially if there's no unskilled, and again I'll speak again, if there's no unskilled labour whatsoever in Gwinyama Trust. A deficit of 23.6 million, page 18 I think it was, if you could just go through that again. And that's it for me. Thank you very much. And by the way, thank you very much for the report. I do wish that I got it a little bit earlier. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable. So I'm advised lunch is ready, and those logistics may not be so much dependent on us. So I'll come back after Honorable I see. There was water in front of you, number one. I see. Okay. No, we take that suggestion. We are adjourning immediately, but you have noted the questions, and when we come back after 20, 25 minutes, we'll continue with that line. Yeah, latest will be 2:30. Okay. 2:15 latest. 2:15 latest we should resume, so that even before traffic, even so that by 3 latest we really nowhere to be trapped in this 2-hour long traffic thing of Madam Helen said, you don't like it. Yeah. Sorry for that. I'll ask this. Ne? I had the privilege before to chair a meeting where the premier in the province was principal. I had asked that, ordinarily we are all equal, but I had asked that for the time being. I'll ask that the honorable minister or whoever is helping us finger lunch outside, please, we give you on the DMs our